This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have a lot of guy friends. And it's so funny, their misconceptions about women, right? I mean, they think that we are in love with our breasts, okay? That all we do is worry about them, touch them, right? And I keep defying that myth, saying, okay, no, you know, we have other things on our mind, you know, like national security, economy, right? Helping support the family. Okay, we don't just sit there all day long thinking about our breasts. And likewise, women think the same about men. You know, we think that all they do is think about their wee-wee and what they could do with it next. And that's not the case. So let's get, some of you are raising your hand. But honestly, no, you're going to work. You're worried about traffic. You're worried about the economy just like the rest of us. So, all right, let's put that out there. But I do find it kind of remarkable that there are women out there in public touching their boobs. I mean, to me, I'm like, okay, I'm going to put clothes on, and then I'm not going to, like, even look down there. It's just I'll fix my hair and whatever. But I was at a restaurant the other day, and some woman was, like, walking around holding her boobs. And then I was at a store, and there was another woman just sitting there holding her boobs. I mean, I got to be honest with you, I don't do that. Even in private, I don't. Now, if I'm, like, watching a scary movie, I will have my hand on my chest. And sometimes I've caught myself. Okay, I remember I was watching Terminator 2, and I was with my buddy Woody. And he goes, what are you doing? Are you holding your boob or whatever? And I'm like, I'm not. And I guess I was so scared that I was holding my underarm. I don't know what I was doing, but I was scared, you know, because you're like that. And I was, like, holding my underarm. I'm not exactly sure why I was doing that. But anyway, and I think the reason why some women out there are very tactile when it comes to their breasts is because they're very important to them. See, me, they lost a lot of value. After breastfeeding the kids, you know, once I stopped, you know, having kids, they lost value and they lost their appearance. Well, a cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Dirk Kremer, has revealed the worst things you could do for your boobs and what can make them droop. And, you know, a lot of these things we know, you got to wear a sports bra. Okay, I used to run. I ran a lot. I'd wear a sports bra, but was it the best? And so, unfortunately, with a lot of high-impact sports, you start to break down the breast ligaments. You got suspensory ligaments that keep the breasts up. And so when you run and you do a lot of high-impact sports, you start to lose the elasticity of that. And so you need to wear a good sports bra, maybe even double up, okay? A lot of us women wear the wrong bras. We want to wear the sexy, you know, bra. The real supportive bras, I mean, the real good bras are those ones that have factory amounts of elastic and the bra straps are like 30 inches and the back strap is like that big with like 5 hooks and they allow a home for the breast to be in. I mean, it's like a whole tent and they're like Playtex. Playtex makes really good, you know, bras, especially for those of us that do 18, 20 hour days. They're ugly and we women are like, no, because, you know, If anybody, you know, sees through my shirt, I want it to look like I have a nice, sexy Fredericks of Hollywood bra. Well, those bras aren't very supportive. So if you're all day long trying to wear sexy underwear, it's not going to work. Okay? And unfortunately, your boobs are not going to be as sexy. He also suggests to wear sunscreen. He says when you don't wear sunscreen, that can unfortunately cause less of elasticity. I really don't get a lot of sun in that area. I'm going to tell you right now, any sagginess, it was not from the sun. I'm telling you that right now. But in terms of looking youthful, absolutely. You got to be careful with the sun. You got to protect your skin from the sun. He also recommends to not crash diet. That's a no-brainer. You gain weight, you lose weight. You gain weight, you lose weight. The breast doesn't know what to do. And when you expand and then you lose weight, you're going to have more sag. So that makes sense. They'd rather you eat healthy. They'd rather you get proper vitamins, proper hydration. I'd like to add, hydrate a lot. You need to get your fluids. You need to get water. People look younger when they drink more water. And so if you're dehydrated, you're going to sag. And then this was interesting, how we sleep. Now, I remember years ago, my mom was starting to go through some changes with her breasts. So she warned me and my sister of what not to do so our breasts don't sag. And I'm like, it's not going to happen to me, Mom, because I'm never going to turn 40. Not going to happen. Okay? I'm always going to look like this, perky. And my mom's like, you're stupid. And she said, careful the way you sleep. If you sleep on your tummy, you're going to crush your boobs. And I'm like, well, no, because the mattress will indent. But I just never slept on my stomach. It wasn't comfortable for me, so you don't want to sleep on your stomach. Sleeping on my side, I love sleeping on my side. But they say that's bad also because you have one breast, like, falling over the bed, right? And then when you turn sides, the other breast hits your husband. So you could have some ligament issue with that. They say the best way to sleep is on your back. Now, I can't recommend you guys sleeping on your back because if you have sleep apnea and if the tongue goes back and, you know, and blocks your pharynx, you're going to lose your oropharynx. You're going to lose, you're going to increase your airway resistance and lose that flow of air. So we tell you to not sleep on your back. But if you don't have sleep apnea, that may help your breasts, okay? They also say don't smoke. Smoking is really, really bad. Smoking changes things. But, I mean, being a woman, I'm going to tell you guys right now, all these things and fads out there to make your breasts perkier. I remember the 80s, my mom had this this exercise thing where she would push in, and it would help her pecs, and it was supposed to raise the breasts. Once your breast tissue sags, it sags. So you could do a mastopexy where you could do a lift. But for those of you women that are young that think you'll never turn 40, I'm telling you right now, you're going to turn 40. Okay? And then you're going to be trying to tie your shoe and your breast will be in the way. So try to be smart about some things now. Hydrate, no smoking, wear bras. Do not go braless. 1-877, Dr. Ali. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
Yeah. This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, well, many of us, I think a lot of us, are always wondering about how we could be more successful. And it's not so much that we want to be rich, but we want to be successful. And we want to have stability. And we want to, you know, grow. And we don't want to be in a position where if another recession hits, and it will, that we're screwed. And so people are always trying to find a way to put themselves in a better position. And we could talk about that in a bit. But one of the headlines came from a study that said if you spend time with, quote, high status people, it can increase your own social standing. Now, this is a study that came out I'm sure you're like, well, duh, this is what people in Hollywood do all the time. There's Leonardo DiCaprio somewhere or Tom Hanks over there at a party. You're going to want to stand by them, take a picture with them, and that helps your social standing. So I think we all get that. And this study is interesting. Actually, they were looking among men of the Tsimane people of Bolivia. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. And anthropologists studied the social standings of the men of the people of Bolivia over an 8-year period. And they found that not only did helping respected people improve their social status, but individuals of higher standing were able to attract more cooperative partners. They said together these factors could help to reduce status differences through cooperation. They said the findings may explain why small-scale human societies are more egalitarian than the communities of our fellow primates, they say. This is according to Daily Mail. The researchers note that the effect diminishes in larger societies in which wealth-based stratification is more likely to prevail. So I'm not exactly sure why they use the word primates on that, but I get it. Humans, primates, I get. All right. I'm a primate. All right. So the Tsimane people are indigenous who live in the lowlands of Bolivia. They eat agriculture, hunt, and fish. And the status is both informal and predominantly reflected by the amount of influence an individual has in village meetings, like politicians. Influential Tsimane men are known to enjoy greater health and typically have more surviving children. Well, yeah, everybody's like, well, let me help you. I'll help take care of your kid. Researchers studying status and cooperation among these men found that high-status men acquired more cooperative partners over time. So, The study authors think that if you cooperate with high-status individuals, you'll be able to get more valuable information, resources, and support. So basically, if you partner with somebody who has it made, you might get some of the trimmings. All right? And Dr. Von Rudin said humans allocate status based on the benefits we can provide to others, often more than on the costs we can inflict. Said this is in part because humans evolved greater interdependence, relying on each other for learning skills, producing food, engaging in mutual defense, and raising offspring. Okay, so many of you guys are like, okay, whoa. I know people like that at work. And, all right, they will milk off of you. And, okay, the milkers and the people that'll parasite off of you, you got to get rid of. But I love proteges. I love having students or people that find somebody successful and want to mimic that. I mean, mimicry is one of the highest forms of flattery. You know, and people always say, you know, Dr. Dahlia, you're helping these people, you know, publish books, and you're helping them get on TV, and you're helping them do, you know, radio and podcasts. Aren't you worried about competition? No. I don't worry about other people being competitive with me. You know, I mean, there's going to be other Dr. Oz's and Dr. Dahlia's and, you know, Howard Stern's. There will be. Okay, there's always going to be somebody that the media wants and people want. And I would rather do good and help others than worry about my own job. Have I put my job at risk helping others? Oh, yeah, absolutely. But I would do it again and again and again because I want to wake up, you know, in the morning knowing that I pleased God and I, you know, did my part for society. But you do have to worry about parasites, people that are using you to get the job. Or taking credit for your work. So, going back to how do we be more successful? Well, I remember when I was, in school in the 90s, one of my friends who really wanted to be wealthy, who is wealthy now, he said, you do what the successful people do. And I'm like, well, a lot of successful people are kind of illegal. I mean, you know, they do drugs and they, you know, traffic, you know, bad things. He's like, no. Okay, I'm talking about, you know, the good guys, the good people out there, all right? You do what they do. So if they get up at 5 in the morning, this is how I took it. If you see a successful person, like your boss, get up at 5 in the morning and maybe 7 a.m. on weekends, you might want to change that habit of sleeping until noon on the weekend. If you see your boss or somebody that you admire go to the gym and keep their weight down and dress well, you might want to do that too. You know, one thing I teach my boys is you better know how to work with women and how to talk to women. Now, boys are awkward. A lot of teenage boys. You got some that are the players, and they just know exactly what to say and how to make people go, oh, you're so cute, you're so funny. But my boys, they're more real. They don't want to snow anybody. They don't want to manipulate anybody. They just want to talk straight. And if the girls like them, they like them, and if the girls don't, they don't. But you do have to make sure you ally with them. And you know, teenagers and a lot of younger individuals are a little nervous these days about working with women because the whole Me Too movement and all that. So a lot of boys and guys don't know how to approach the woman. Well, you better learn. All right? Somebody successful knows how to have a team of both men and women. And it's just something you need to learn. You also need to learn how to take criticism. If you're doing a job that's not going to be successful, and you're like, no, I'm adamant in my ways, you're going to be screwed. The most successful people will change gears and go, okay, you know, they'll learn. You have to learn. It doesn't matter how much of an expert you are in a business. The business changes. Okay, I knew how to run a family medicine office. I know how to do family medicine. And I think I'm a damn good family medicine doctor. But the industry has changed. Now more people are using telemedicine. Most family doctors are employees. Doctors are being now graded like Yelp reviews. And they're being managed by non-doctors. It doesn't matter how good I was in the 2000s or the 2010s. Medicine in 2020 is completely different. So if I want to be successful in medicine, I better understand the changes, which is why I've been doing telemedicine. You need to see where things are going, and you need to move. You need to be able to not predict the future, but you need to be open to change and understand some of the variances. You also have to, you know, have a little risk. You know, you're going to have to put some money into something. You don't want to put all your money. But like me, you know, if I play Jeopardy, I would only bet like $100. Okay, I'd be like really, really. And still, when I gamble, you know, if I play any of the, you know, games, I like, well, you know, I wouldn't bet more than $20. I'm so scared to bet anything higher than 20. So I play it safe. But good. That's good because most, you know, casino games, the house is in control. The house is in control in all casino games. So your odds aren't that good. But if there is a business opportunity and you've researched it to, you know, high hell, and it sounds like something that, you know, rather than paying rents or building up some equity, you're going to have to do that. But you're going to have to read books, and not just one book. Don't just follow one leader. Look at other leaders. You know, a lot of people go, well, my financial planner said this, my financial planner said that. Financial planners are awesome. But then again, you know, you have to understand that if all of them, you know, knew how to make, you know, gobs and gobs of money, they probably wouldn't be working as your financial planner. They'd probably be investing their money and then managing their investments. So financial planners are very, very helpful, and you need them. But, you know, keep in mind that you're going to have to get a whole slew of education and apply it. So hanging out with people that know what they're doing is a very, very smart thing. It's a very, very smart move. Be careful, you know, make sure they're not drug dealers. But don't alienate, you know, everybody's like, well, there's Boss Man. You know, I hate Boss Man. Boss Man is a boss. You might want to hang out with him a little bit. You know, there's always this, you know, workers against bosses. And I know, I was in a work culture where it was like that. The boss was evil, and, you know, we were all, you know, the good peasants. But, you know, sometimes you got to kind of hang out with boss so you learn some stuff. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady are meeting with survivors at a hospital in Dayton, Ohio, following the recent mass murders in the Ohio City. Former Ohio Republican governor and frequent Trump critic John Kasich says today is not the time to be political.
Look, he's coming, so this should be a day of healing. And, you know, this is not a day to be debating Donald Trump. You know, he's the president. He's coming here. People, I'm sure, are going to have some things to say, and that's all part of America. But this is a day for him to come and help heal.
The president and first lady will also be in El Paso, Texas, to meet with grieving families and first responders following the mass murders in their city as well. The bumpy ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow is down over 300 points. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, so we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, in the days following the shootings, I live in Las Vegas, Nevada, and we got a alert on our phone by a local news outlet saying there was another shooting. Now, it wasn't, thank God, a mass shooting, but it was a shooting that occurred at a workplace during the day. About 1 p.m. And what had happened is an employee had punched his boss. And then he hit him with a metal bar. Well, the manager had a concealed carry's weapon permit, the boss. So he shot the employee that was attacking him. It happened about 1 p.m. near Valley View and DI, which is kind of where near local news 13, but not that that was where it was. But the manager got into an argument with the employee, but it escalated to a physical fight. I guess a second employee that was there was asked to work an auto part for the first that the first employee was working on. That's when, I guess maybe the manager had another employee help him, I'm not sure. That's when police say the employee punched the manager in the face and then hit him with a metal bar. The manager then pulled out his handgun and shot the employee. The employee was rushed to the hospital, but he died at the hospital. So the manager was brought to an area hospital for an injury sustained to his hand from the metal bar. He's not in custody at this time, but the incident remains under investigation. And a lot of people are kind of watching what happens with this because there's this big push to disarm America. With the mass shootings, people want gun control. Half part of the country does. The other part of the country says, no, let us protect ourselves. And here's a case where somebody was being attacked, and he protected himself, which a lot of us believe he's allowed to do. Some may disagree with the degree at which he protected himself, but some of us will say, no, I mean, you're being attacked. Somebody hitting you with a metal bar, that's intent to kill. And so we're now faced with the dilemma of, are we allowed to protect ourselves? Are we allowed to arm ourselves? If we do protect ourselves, because we feel like we are at risk, are there going to be consequences? Meanwhile, many in the country are saying, well, let's get rid of assault rifles. There's no place, people say. Somebody will get a hold of an assault rifle, shoot a lot of people. And a lot of liberals will ask conservatives, why aren't you on board with this? And I foresee there's going to be enough of a push in Congress to ban assault rifles. The problem, though, is, which is why conservatives are fighting it, is because it's that slippery slope of if you stop one sort of weapon, you will then very easily stop the next. And because people who want to kill will find any weapon they can, illegal assault rifles are probably still going to be accessible to somebody who wants them. And if they're not, then they'll find a weapon that is accessible and use that. So are we going to be in a position where we have to ban knives? Ban, or didn't somebody come to work with a machete once? Ban handguns. And for those of us with CCWs, we're like, no, I need to be able to protect my family. I need to be able to protect my home. And people say, well, this isn't the wild. All right, you know, we have police, and I love the police, thank God. But the arguments, and again, I'm not saying one side or the other, but I'm explaining because people are always confused. They're like, I don't understand why we're not all on board with this one. Because I don't know if any of you have ever had anybody enter your house, but I have. And I was so grateful that I had a gun, and I stood in front of my kid's bedroom, and I guarded their bedroom with me and the gun. And I told the guy to get out. I used an expletive, and I was ready to fire warning shots, and he left. And so my weapon saved my life and my kids' lives that night. My husband was asleep with the dog. My dog was like a worthless, I mean, it's funny, the new little dog we have, she'll bark, but the other dog, Apollo, he was just, I'm asleep, and he was just lying there on his tummy with everything showing. He was no help. Then I woke my husband up, and I'm like, is there somebody in the house? Basically, they got through the doggy door. They got in through the doggy door, because we have a big, huge dog. I told my husband, we're done with big dogs, because they're coming in through the doggy door. And so I was very happy to have a rifle and have a weapon that I could use that could be seen that was large enough to protect my kids. But I also don't want mass shootings. I don't want somebody like Adam Lanza taking his mom's guns and shooting up a school. So all we have right now is, okay, well, we'll do good background checks. Well, the problem with these people getting these guns are many of them have clean records. And then they just snap. And they just lose it. You know, my grandfather, when he had a gun pulled on him and put to his head, my grandfather was a police officer. Actually, he was in the military, and he was a police officer. He was a police officer when he fled from Nazi Germany to Israel. So he knew how to use a weapon, but in California, you couldn't have a weapon. So here he is, a police officer, behind a desk, with somebody pointing the gun to his head. Sitting duck. Yet if he was in his uniform, had his weapon, could do what he knew best, you know, thank God the guy left. This was in the 60s, during a time when, you know, somebody would rob you and leave and not kill you. Thank God he didn't. But, you know, we grew up after hearing that going, we're arming up. My other grandfather, the one that was, you know, beaten up really badly in football and had gouty arthritis, you know, he had guns all over his house. He's like, I'm crippled. He said, I'm crippled. And how am I supposed to defend my home? So he had guns. And we as kids knew we weren't supposed to touch the guns. If we touched the guns, we would get the biggest whooping of our lives. Unfortunately, now it's a mess. People aren't locking up their guns. Housekeepers think it's a toy and putting it with the toys and then a kid getting it and shooting themselves. And it is a mess. But we live in a society where there are some real evil whack jobs out there. And if you told me we were in a society where it was all gumdrops and cotton candy and nobody would ever hurt me, maybe I would consider not protecting me and the family. But no, my job as a mom, as an animal, as a primate, my job is to protect my young, protect my family, and protect those around me. I mean, in my office, there was somebody that came in to the waiting room saying, I'm going to spray bullets. So we got everybody the hell out of there. And he looked out of sorts. And he took off his shirt. And I noticed that I really didn't see a gun on him. So we called the police. While my husband got everybody out and safe, I kind of started talking to the guy. And we talk him down, and we, you know, because I didn't want him going out to the middle of the street and getting killed and all that. So he didn't have a gun. But, you know, we protect, you know, but luckily we had a gun. So I felt very confident that, you know, if anything was going to go down, we could take care of it before the police came. I mean, I have a duty to protect my patients. And so, you know, if you ask me if I'm worried about gun control, I have no idea how the government would manage that. You know, a lot of these shootings are happening in states with gun control. And, you know, when you have citizens, it's like, you know, look, I'm trained. I could have done something about it. You know, it starts to make you wonder, should we have people who are trained able to still be able to, you know, protect others? 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. That's just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys lose your iPhone charger? Me. And then do you go to an Apple store and purchase another charger? Some of you may. Do you go online and search iPhone charger and find that it's cheaper and you buy that one? Yep, that's me. That's me. And then when you get the charger, do you notice it just gets a little warmer than others? Or the cord seems to fray a little quicker than regular Apple chargers. Yep. But I don't care because they're cheaper. And since I lose them anyway, why pay full price? Well, this may change your mind. There was a 19-year-old who suffered a severe burn around her neck. And the reason why, she was lying in bed, and she had a generic charger that was plugged into the outlet, but she took, I guess the iPhone wasn't attached to it. So the charger, and a lot of you guys leave your chargers in the wall. You need to take them out when they're not being charged, or they're not being used. But so the charger was sitting there, and the cord must have touched her necklace while she was asleep. She was wearing a long chain necklace. And suddenly she felt a burning sensation and severe pain around her neck. She panicked, pulled on the necklace and broke it, and then ran to the emergency room at University of Michigan C.S. Mott's Children Hospital in Ann Arbor. So doctors think what happened is the charger touched the necklace, sent an electric current into it. She sustained a second-degree burn. She was treated, given pain medication, sent home. Who knows what the scarring is going to look like, but it is around her neck. All because she fell asleep and the charger was on her bed. Now, I was on KABC with John and Jillian this morning talking about this. You know, most houses have chargers put in where you're going to have your desk, or not chargers, have electrical outlets, where there'd be a desk, where there'd be a lamp, and most outlets are strategically placed. And so when you moved into a place, you knew where to put the bed, because you would never put the bed in front of electric outlet, because you need access to the electric outlet. But that's not the case anymore. People are putting their beds up against, you know, corners, trying to maximize space, etc. So rather than a desk being in a corner by a window, people's beds are up against the corner. So my son does the same thing. And so he had hurt his knee again because he dislocates his patella. And so, you know, he was in bed, just kind of icing it. And he goes, Mom, hand me my phone. And I'm like, well, your phone needs to be charged. So I put it in the charger away from the bed. And he's like, no, I want to be able to access my phone. So we'll charge it right here. And I go, where? Well, if you push the mattress aside, you could see the outlet. So he plugs in, and it's a generic charger into the outlet, and then he sits there with it on the bed. And I'm like, okay, that's exactly how this happened with this lady. And then these chargers, you hear of cases where it falls into the bathtub. Somebody has a phone on a charger, and they're in the bath, and something falls in. So there's an argument to avoid non-Apple-based chargers, although you wonder if their chargers could do the same. But keep in mind, Apple has a lot of steps that they go through in terms of safety and in terms of regulation, and these generic phone chargers could come from other countries. People say, no, Dr. Dahlia, I got it from an American company. Well, wait, where did the American company buy it from? Just because the website's American and there's English on it doesn't necessarily mean they bought their supply in America. One study conducted by Electrical Safety First in the UK found that more than half of these generic chargers, they tested 64 of them, provided by Apple, failed an electric strength test, indicating a breakdown of the insulation barrier. And another study done by Underwriters Laboratories of Canada, 400 generic iPhone chargers were checked for electric shock safety risks. 22 were immediately damaged during the testing process. Only 3 passed an electric strength test. So let's say you have a surge. In that study, there was a 99% failure rate. So how to stay safe? Well, according to Today, no matter what kind of a charger you have, do not sleep with the phone charging by your bed. Put it on the nightstand or elsewhere. And also, I don't think you should have any phone by your head. I still worry about the electromagnetic radiation of it. Don't leave a charger plugged in unless it's attached to a phone. I also think you start losing electric, I think your bill rises, because even if there's a charger in there, I think it's still using electricity. If it's out there loose because there's no phone on it, it can now conduct an electrical charge. Duh, it's attached to the wall. And there's a wire. Be aware that there's difference in safety standards. So brand name chargers that claim they are iPhone chargers, just because they're iPhone chargers doesn't mean they're Apple. They say the risk exists even when plugging the original power adapter from Apple or Android into the wall and then pairing it with the generic cord. Just because the adapter is brand name doesn't mean it's all safe. You also have to inspect any cord for damage to frayed ends. Many of these chargers, right by the phone, I start to see the metal wires underneath. The rubber insulator breaks all the time on these things. Even the Apple ones. And then some generic brand cords are approved by Apple or Android. They say if it's a third-party Apple accessory where Apple approves it, it'll have an MFI badge, or Android will have a Made for Google badge. So, yeah, something to watch. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. One of my favorite entertainers is Olivia Newton-John. Olivia Newton-John sure is feisty, and I love what she did here. So as you know, Olivia Newton-John is 70 years old, still gorgeous, singer, actress, famous for Let's Get Physical, Xanadu, Grease, Australian celebrity who made it big in the States and the UK. Well, she's been fighting stage 4 breast cancer. And I guess there was an interview with 60 Minutes Australia. And she really just bravely said, I don't want to know how long I have to live. She's also tuning out the chatter that people have on her prognosis. You know, when you hear her talk about it, you could see she was still emotional. But she was stronger than strong. And she basically was like, you know, we're all dying. At any time, we could be hit by a truck. And what she said verbatim is, when you're given a cancer diagnosis or a scary, honest diagnosis, you're suddenly given a possibility of a time limit. If somebody tells you you have 6 months to live, very possibly you will, because you believe that. She said, for me, psychologically, it's better not to have any idea of what to expect or what the last person that has what you had lived. So I don't tune in. And here she is a year later still fighting. So she's right. Now, as you remember, last fall she reported using both traditional and alternative medications to treat her metastatic breast cancer, using cannabis oil. She had successfully kept the cancer at bay. This is her third round, I believe. But it came back a few years ago, and she was having low back pain, her sacrum, and they found cancer there. So she grows cannabis at her Santa Barbara, California home, uses the oil to help with the pain. And she had undergone chemotherapy, modified radical mastectomy, breast reconstruction. Then she had a car accident. A new lump was found in her left shoulder, found to be breast cancer. So she said in an interview years ago that she meditated every day, did yoga, used homeopathy, ate well, boosted her inner strength as much as she could. When bad thoughts came in, she pushed them right out and had what's called a modified radical mastectomy with reconstruction done to my breast immediately. And she remained cancer-free for years. So here she is fighting again. And the 5-year survival rate for anybody with stage 4 breast cancer that has spread is only 22%. But then on the other hand, it's 22%. And stage 3 breast cancer, you have a 72% survival at 5 years. So she's still trucking, and she doesn't want to hear about people trying to find out how much longer she has to live. And she looks fantastic. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.